Treatment, I don't know really. I think it has improved because we've got all these cartridge pens, which are easy to manipulate. You've got the blood testing units, which are easy to use as well, and very, what do you call it? You get a quick result straight away. And you don't have the hassle of testing urine, except when you go to clinic and they require a specimen. But other than that, I think it's easier for the newly diagnosed diabetics, whereas we had to weigh our portions out and all the different what you could, what you couldn't eat. But because nowadays they've got this NovoRapid for the kids who suddenly decide to go out for a meal and realize that they need fast-acting insulin, they can jab themselves and they're okay. Whereas once upon a time, you just couldn't do that, yeah? But what I find, what bothers me, I've accepted it, I've lived with it for 50 plus years, but what bothers me at times is if I've had a very tiring day and I'm tired and I want to go to bed early, I can't, because I've got to have my supper and my last injection. That's when it gets to me. But other than that, I've accepted it all along and I live with it and that's it. And I'm fortunate, I've got sight, hearing, speech, my extremities are all in working order and I'm in touch with good health. Yeah.
Have you ever reflected on how your life might have been different if you hadn't had diabetes?
No, not really. I've lived with it 50 plus years. I've accepted it and I just take one day at a time. Except that now with this, human insulin playing up again, because that worries me a lot, yeah? But other than that, I just sail along. Yeah, when I'm at work, the girls say, good God alive, wouldn't think that you're diabetic the way you carry on with this hectic nursing life and all. I said, well, that's me. I adapt and just carry on.
Did you notice as a patient any changes in the way that medical staff treated patients over the 50 years that you've had diabetes?
Very few people know about diabetes. Even as a nurse, when we have diabetic children being admitted, a lot of the nurses won't go near them because they're fearful of how to treat them, how to go about it. Yeah, there's very little known really about diabetes. But one good thing is now you get not only the syringes, but you get the needles on the National Health. Well, once upon a time, we had to pay for the needles. Yeah.
And what keeps you going in life?
My family. I live for my children. They're a delightful bunch. And I've got three lovely grandchildren. I'm very proud of them. Yeah.
And what message would you have for anyone newly diagnosed with diabetes now?
Live your life to the full. Only thing is, be careful. Take your insulin regularly, your food regularly, and don't overdo anything, but live your life to the full and enjoy it.